The Strange Fire Conference has just ended, but I hope the issue has just begun to be put in the forefront of evangelicalism. We never intended the conference to be an end in itself. We intended it to be a catalyst to make this issue clear. Look, I've been looking at the internet and I've been reading all the comments and all the reactions, and you know, there have been positive things said about it and a whole lot of negative things. But in reading all of this, I'm very aware that this is coming from people who weren't there. They weren't at the conference. They don't know what was said. It's all speculation and innuendo and imagination and picking sides. I even would say, if you haven't read the book, in addition to not being at the conference, it might be a good idea to wait and find out what the biblical arguments are. In fact, when the conference began on the opening day, there were people who attacked what was said as being incomplete and superficial and too general. And if they'd waited one more day, they wouldn't have been able to say that. If they'd waited two more days, they would have even had more information. In fact, it was kind of interesting. There were more critics on day one, it seemed, than on day three as things began to be answered. And by the way, all of the talks, and there are about 15 of them, are going to be very soon available on the Grace to You website, and you can listen to every single one of them. And essentially, they're unedited. Not only that, we're going to have them downloadable in print so that the studies can be analyzed carefully with a Bible in your hand like the noble Bereans would do. We don't want people to jump to conclusions. We want you to hear the arguments and make a wise decision when you've heard the arguments. There's just a whole lot going on the internet now of people speculating and picking sides and assuming things weren't said or things were said or what was meant or what wasn't meant. It's all going to be there. You can analyze it and you can make a decision that's informed. That's what should really happen. And that'll all pop up in the next few days or so as we are able to make it available to you. And I want to say this, if you haven't read the book, read the book. Read the book and then answer the book. Respond to the book. I get it. I understand. This is subject to criticism. This is subject to analysis. I welcome that. I want that. The arguments are going to be there. They're going to be there for you to look at carefully and respond. At the end of the day, this isn't about a conference. This is about the truth. This is about the honor of the Holy Spirit, the glory of God. This is about what is right. It's not about personalities. Again, it's about the truth. But we want you to fully understand what we're saying and then look at the Word of God and come to the right conclusion.